So this month's worship theme is curiosity, which means wanting to know about or learn things by asking questions or exploring. Curiosity means to really wonder. So today, I'm talking about curiosity in relation to other people, especially groups of people that might be very different from us in some ways. So we learn about people who are different from us all the time. We learn about them from people we know, from movies, from television, on our computers, on our phones, and from our own experiences. And we might sometimes see these groups of people who are different from us in some way. Sometimes we'll hear or see them described in some very general, broad, and simple ways. The entire group. These descriptions are often negative, although they can also be positive. So there's a word for these broad, general, and often simplistic ways that others can be described by us. Who can tell me that word? I'm hearing it.
Stereotypes.
So stereotypes. So because stereotypes are broad, simple, and general, and often negative, they can do harm. And one of the greatest harms that negative stereotypes can produce when applied to an entire group of people that is different from us in maybe just one way is something we call othering, which now, yes, is a verb. We other each other. So othering is when you believe a negative stereotype, or maybe many negative stereotypes, that apply to an entire group of people that are different from you in some way. Could be a different gender, a social class, skin color, ethnicity, people from other countries and other cultures, people from other parts of our own country, people who follow a different religion, people who have different abilities. And because you believe the stereotypes, you see that individual or that group as not one of us, not part of us. And the us can be based on your own gender, your social class, your community, your abilities. It's another way of saying you are a person that doesn't belong with us. And that is othering. And sometimes, when we don't think that someone or some people are part of us, however we're defining us in the moment, we can treat them badly, as if they are not worthy, maybe as if they're not even human. And then we can justify any mean or terrible thing we might do to them, because they're not part of us. The sort of good news is that othering is a very human thing to do, and often we don't even know that we're doing it. In our distant human past, othering was probably part of human survival, because it was an ability to create and form groups for mutual support and self-preservation, and those groups were going to exclude people who were seen as different or dangerous in some way. The problem is, 75,000 years later, we're still doing it, because it's probably a little bit hardwired into us. But as humans now, we are far past the need to other people in order to define groups that support and aid us. Othering is bad for humans, whether you are doing it or receiving it. Othering creates inequality and exclusion for entire groups of people. It divides people in ways that can be harmful, hurtful, and dangerous. In an interview in 2016, President Barack Obama said that he believes othering is the source of most of the conflict in the world, and that it is the human problem of the 21st century. Othering is the opposite of treating people as if they belong to you or with you in some way. Othering is the opposite of belonging, of inclusiveness. So what can we do about this human tendency to other? We learned some things from our story. In our story, before Penelope Rex went to school, she wondered about what her classmates would be like. Would they be nice? Would they have teeth? She was curious. But then she was shocked when her classmates all turned out to be human children. Not like her, not dinosaurs. So Penelope wanted to get to know them and be friends. She really wanted to have friends. At first, though, all of her attempts to make friends were all about her. The pictures she drew were of her eating children. We saw her waiting at the bottom of the slide with her mouth open. And worst of all, she kept eating her classmates. She did not care about the children as themselves, but only for what she wanted from them in her mind. And as you recall, that left her very lonely. But then her father told her, children are just the same as us on the inside. So what he was telling Penelope is, children are not the other. And then Walter the goldfish tried to eat Penelope when she wanted to be friends with him. She did not like being othered, being treated as food by Walter. And once Penelope realized that in order to be friends with the children, she had to be the kind of friend they wanted, that's when everything changed. She made them delicious brownies. She played hide and seek with them in fun ways. And, of course, she stopped eating them. That was critical. So, what can we do to overcome our human way of othering folks, of believing and acting as if some people are not worthy to be part of a group we belong to? Empathy is the key. So what is empathy? It's the ability to understand another person's feelings. But it's more than just knowing or understanding. It's really that extra ability to enter into or share in the feelings of another person. To understand them so well that you literally feel how they feel. You identify with them in some way. And so when we have empathy, and that results in our sharing the feelings of someone else, so we kind of identify with them, that means there's no way we can see them as the other. Because we're kind of them when we're identifying with their feelings and feeling their feelings and understanding them. And so once we empathize, we cannot other anybody anymore. And the really good news is that being empathetic is just as human as othering is. And empathy has also been a key to our human survival. Because more than needing to other others, we need others. We need to connect and to care for others and have others connect with and care for us. And the best news of all is that we can learn and practice and get better at being empathetic, at understanding others and entering into their feelings. And there's something that really helps us build and grow our empathy. And that is through curiosity. Curiosity about strangers, people we don't know. When we find strangers interesting and not scary. And often the way we learn about others who are different from us is by having conversations. Respectful, caring, curious, wondering conversations. And not shallow conversations just about the weather. That can be very comfortable. Or the potholes or the road conditions. But really trying to understand the other person and why they feel the way they do about the world. And when we exercise that respectful curiosity and wondering about someone else, using our empathy to try to understand them, really good things happen. Because one thing is we are going to see connections and similarities between ourselves and the other person. How we are the same in some ways. And as I said, when we see those ways the way we are the same, we just can't other. And we'll also see how we are different, but we will understand something about those differences. They'll make sense to us. And that also keeps us from othering. Why do people act the way they do? There's always some reason. When you know the reason, it can be very helpful. So our curiosity expands our empathy. Our curiosity about others strengthens our ties to them. When we are curious about others and more empathetic towards them, it makes us feel more connected to them. And that makes us happier. Curious people are happy people. So, I invite you to become more curious, more deeply curious about people and groups of people that you don't know. Learn something about them. Talk to them respectfully and with interest. Ask them about themselves. And you can start practicing right here in our church because we don't all know each other completely. So I invite you, as a spiritual practice, to talk every day to someone you don't know. Someone at school, someone at work, someone you meet through other people. You could ask a friend to introduce you to a friend of theirs that you don't know. So I invite you to engage with curiosity as a spiritual practice of meeting others as they want to be known. Let us live by the way we meet others as if there is no other. Not ever. Blessed be.